From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, January 31st, 2020. I'm Marty Derlin.
It's a war. It's a war. It's a civil war out there.
Jim Tarbell is talking about a favorite topic, the takeover of our democracy by corporations and big money.
The Democrats, you know, typically have had a lot of catching up to do in these games. When this sort of thing happened before was in 1976, when the Supreme Court made a decision that essentially said that money is speech. So the Republicans realized that they could create these nonprofits and pour huge millions of dollars into political campaigns, saying that they were issue-oriented nonprofits, supposedly not connected to any real political campaign, but you know, that was a farce. And that's when Reagan was elected, helped Reagan get elected in 1980, where they raised so much more money than the Democrats. It was ridiculous. And the same thing happened after Citizens United. The Republicans were so much better at understanding what that meant and exploiting it for their own purposes.
Gerrymandering electoral districts has changed the way our votes are counted.
What happens is after every census, every 10 years, the state legislatures draw the electoral districts for Congress and for the state representatives. And so 2010, the Republicans took over a lot of these state legislatures, and they started doing what's called gerrymandering, which is an old tradition to some degree, but not to the degree that they did it. The idea is to put all of, say, the Republican point of view, put all the Democratic voters in one district so that 100% of their votes go to one, but have all the other districts be 51% Republican, and they can just barely take those districts. But they do. So they've been very successful in those state legislatures, and they've been very successful. You know, there were millions of more votes, of course, in the last presidential election for the Democratic candidate. But also in the congressional races, there were millions of more Democratic votes. And the Republicans won, and this is in 2016, 2014, 2012, they won like 20 or 30 more House seats. So we're certainly going to look at that. And one of the things we're going to look at is those state legislative races that are happening this year. California has become probably one of the models of what to do about redistricting. I think they're much more nonpartisan. They have this citizens committee that comes together and is hopefully redistricted on a, you know, on some more fair, logical, geographical basis.
It's actually representative.
Yeah, that's actually representative of the people, right, that live there. And there are a few states that have done that, but it's important to get those models out there and really make people understand about how our whole democracy is just being hijacked by money and power, and these people were very good at it.
In 2015, Jim and others started the Grassroots Institute based on the Mendocino Coast. Starting in February, they're offering workshops designed to engage people in groups in the democratic process in the county, the state, and the nation during this election year.
You know, typically, Americans are fairly passive about their political involvement, and it just happens one day at the polling booth, you know, one day in 4 years or one day in 2 years. And for the democracy to work, people have to be far more engaged than that to really make it work.
Jim's colleague, Carrie Durkee, just spent a week in Arizona with a group called Swing Left.
So we were registering voters, and primarily at junior colleges. So we'd go with our clipboard and interrupt conversations, and people had to take the earbuds off, and they didn't seem to mind. It was actually, they were very amenable in terms of speaking most of the time. My first impression was that they were fairly unaware of anything political, but, you know, I backed away from that a little bit and realized their age and what they might, you know, not necessarily interested in what I'm interested in.
The number of people that I personally got to register was very small. But with the group of 70 volunteers for the week, 25 of which were from Santa Barbara and 35 from Santa Cruz, and others like myself just kind of jumping off, to Arizona. And, of course, people from Arizona, we registered 1,200. And they had a goal of 1,000 for the week, so everybody was pretty happy. And if you just went and did it by yourself, you know, it's like very depressing because you put in all these hours and then, you know, I think I came away with actually registering less than 30. I think I try to remain hopeful. You know, here I feel like we live in an environment that supports life and the ideas of the common good for people and the earth and future generations. Where I was, it's a different environment. You know, you see lots of things about guns and some of the political expression is, you know, very different.
The Grassroots Institute workshops called Elections 2020, Creating the Future, start Saturday, February 1st, and continue every other Saturday at the Mendocino Community Center from 10 a.m. to noon. For KZYX and Z, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.